Are you ready to upgrade your decision-making skills? I'm sure that you are. So welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. Carl Massey here, author, coach, and strategist. And if you haven't checked out my latest book, Decision Making Mastery, do check that out. What we're going to do today is a practical little guided meditation to help you tap into some of the inner magnificence of yourself in order to help with your decision-making skills. Now, as with all of the guided meditations at the end, I just finish up and you don't hear another word from me. So I do say a couple of things at the front end. The eight things I want to say is if you're interested in working with me, don't hesitate to reach out. I love to help out. If you've got any questions for me, don't hesitate to reach out. If you would like me to talk on any subjects in this podcast, again, don't hesitate to reach out. And do sign up for my newsletter. So go to carlmassey.com and sign up to my newsletter, because that will keep you abreast of what I've got coming up. Not too much coming up in the short term, but I've got a few cool things coming in the not too distant future. So this podcast I want to do today, this guided meditation, is just a relatively short one. And what we're going to do is we're going to put you in the right state. So one of the things I write about in Decision Making Mastery is the idea that most people make poor decisions because they're not in the right state physically, mentally, emotionally, to actually make good quality, high quality decisions. So one of the things with this guided meditation is just to work on what state we're in, coming into a more grounded, centered, more self-aware state, so we can tap into a little bit more of the subtle signals that our body is giving us when it sort of considers the implication of a decision. Like, we can tap into the subtle decision or the subtle goings-on in our body to determine whether our body is telling us to lean into it or lean back from it. There's this innate intelligence in our body that's been developed over hundreds of thousands of years, so we want to tap into that. We want to tap into the intelligence of our brain. We want to tap into the intelligence in our heart, and we want to tap into what's sometimes called the second brain, our gut, because the gut has neurons in it. So it's actually drawing information. It's actually sending information back up to the brain. So we're going to do a little guided meditation to tap into all of those. And this is something that you might be able to listen to in future if you've got any important decisions that you need to make. You don't have to worry too much if this is a decision about whether you eat at that restaurant or this cuisine or that cuisine. This is for the deeper stuff. This is for the more life stuff, the stuff that's going to create some course corrections on your path, on your destiny. We want to make good decisions because our good decisions influence our destiny. So let's just go straight into this. So just making yourself comfortable. And when you're comfortable, closing down your eyes. And as you close down those eyes, like sending the attention that you're going to take your attention inwards. And you're going to tap into this innate wisdom and in this innate intelligence that exists within your entire body. So just breathing, relaxing, big breath in, breathing out, relaxing your body, relaxing it even more and even more. And now we're going to go through different parts of the body, relaxing different parts of the body to relax the entire body. So taking your attention to your forehead, relaxing your forehead, relaxing your eyes, feeling your cheeks relax, relaxing your jaw, relaxing your scalp, feeling your whole head and face relaxed, relaxing the throat, relaxing the back of the neck. And as the back of the neck relaxes, it allows the shoulders to relax down and release any weight that they've been carrying, relaxing the shoulders. And as that relaxation goes through the shoulders, imagine that relaxation sense washing down your arms, washing down your forearms, relaxing them, relaxing your elbows, relaxing your forearms, wrists, hands, relaxing your fingers, nothing to grasp or grab, fully relaxed in this eternal present moment. Taking your attention to your chest area, relaxing the chest, and as the chest relaxes, breathing becomes even easier. Relaxing the upper abdomen, relaxing the lower abdomen. And again, as we relax that lower abdomen, we start feeling a little bit more expansion and contraction at our stomach. Diaphragm is more relaxed, more easeful. Taking your attention to your upper back. And imagine relaxation sort of flowing as water flowing down your back, relaxing your upper back, middle back, lower back. And as your lower back relaxes, just drop more comfortably into this pelvis. Relaxing the pelvis, relaxing the hips. Hips are in balance. Feeling your thighs relax. Relaxing your knees, no pressure on your knees. Relaxing your calf muscles, shins, ankles, feet, all the way down to your toes. Not taking any weight, not holding anything on your feet. No need to go anywhere right now. Fully relaxed in this moment. Now take your attention to your entire body and feeling your entire body relaxing even more and even more. Feeling deeply relaxed in this body. And as you feel the relaxation in your body, taking your attention to your heart center of your chest. Imagine breathing into that part of your body. Gentle breaths. Feeling the heart very settled, very relaxed. Because the heart is settled and relaxed, the mind becomes more relaxed. As the stomach is relaxed, just expanding, contracting with your breath, again it's sending a signal to the brain to just chill out. Brain relaxing. It's in this relaxed state that we're more able to tap into the innate wisdom of our body and all parts of self when we're coming to make decisions that are important for us. Instead of just keeping it at the brain level, we bring our whole body into the conversation. And what we want to do with a decision about something that's important to us is take our attention to our heart. So you take your attention to your heart and you ask your heart, what is my heart telling me in relation to this decision I'm making? Maybe you have a decision now and bring it to mind and then drop it into your heart and see what your heart is saying about this decision. And the heart speaks a very simple and subtle but deeply wise message. It might just be yes or no, lean into, lean back, go right, go left. What is the subtle message from the heart telling you in regards to a decision you have to make? And tap into that wisdom of the heart that sees the bigger picture, that's connected to something greater than yourself. It's your heart that's more connected to the unified quantum field around you. It's able to discern information from that field at a subtle level, beyond the intellect. Now, whatever messages you've taken from your heart in relation to this decision, now what you do is take your attention up to your brain, up to your mind. And all you're doing is you're asking mind, in relation to this decision, this feedback from the heart, what has the mind got to add to that? Maybe the mind comes up with some different ideas, Maybe the mind has some pros and cons. And just lightly letting them come in. What is the mind telling in relation to this stuff? We've heard from the heart. Let the mind have its voice. Now we're taking those voices, those messages, those thoughts from mind, and we're taking them all the way down to our gut. And at our gut level, we want our gut to determine what thoughts are taking us forward and what are taking us back. At a gut level, we sense, at a very biological level, what's life affirming for us and what's the opposite. At a gut level, we can sense intuitively what's good for us, what's bad for us. So whatever thoughts have come to mind, let them sit in the gut and let the gut give you some intuitive feedback, a gut feeling, and whether any of those thoughts or which of those thoughts are actually useful for you. Churning those around in your stomach, digesting, letting go of the stuff that's no use for you, and hanging on to the stuff that's nutritious for you, nutritious for your life, supporting a successful and joyful life experience. And now taking your attention and any of those ideas that are left, any of that good nutrition that's been digested, and bring it back up into the heart. At the heart level, again, allowing the wisdom of the heart to feel into maybe a decision that's gone through this entire process. Bring it into the heart and own it at heart level. Draw it into your heart. Does it feel right for your heart? And once your heart comes in alignment with that decision and knowing that that decision is right for you, then own it at heart level. It's your heart that is going to be the driving force that allows you to overcome whatever obstacles along the way. It's this desire at heart level that'll see this decision fulfilled, that'll see the outcome that you most desire. Own it at heart level. Feel it in your heart. Experience the feeling in your heart of the outcome that you most desire from this decision. Feel the feelings of the experience of having achieved that before you do. What does it feel like to experience this outcome? Feel it at heart level. Don't worry about the how for now. Feel it at heart level. What are the emotions you feel? When you have an outcome that's in the direction of your greatest desire, feeling that now. Feeling that now. Feeling that now. And all I'll ask that you do after you've finished this short meditation with me is take a bit of time, get a pen and paper out and write down where your decisions are leaning you, what your heart's telling you, what your heart's connected to, what desire, what outcome you see as you're connected to it at heart level. Write these things down. Allow yourself to get more clear. Take that stuff out of mind, because too much stuff in mind gets cluttered. Write this stuff down. And just do it in a joyful, light, self-aware and wise way. Now just taking a few more breaths deep into your body. Every breath out, letting go of anything that no longer serves you. And then whenever you're ready and it feels right to you, open your eyes. And as I said, writing down what you took away from this experience, how it's helped with the decisions. And write that stuff down. Often, if we're unclear of how to do something, we can dismiss something. But this process allows us to connect to at a heart level what it is we most desire, and seeing that end result, there's lots of different ways to get there. It's feeling at heart level, being destined for it at heart level, going for it with all of your heart, that's going to make the difference. So on that note, have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best, and take care.